Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rachel Zoe here, and we're going back to the Rachel Zoe Project for a very special takeover on my podcast, Climbing in Heels. Come with me as I take you back to season one to give you all the behind-the-scenes details and drama. I'll be joined by some special guests that'll be helping me share the real stories behind the most iconic moments in the show. So do not miss this special takeover of Climbing in Heels. It's going to be bananas. Listen to Climbing in Heels with Rachel Zoe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
scatological, giant eye, night of rain.
I love you. My little angel. I hate to see my angel cry. Crying with the Lima is huge.
Oh my God. Look at my crying face.
It looks gorgeous.
I always think I look like a lion.
Look like a little Care Bear.
I always think I look like a lion when I cry.
You look like a crying lion. Not the cowardly lion.
Which one do you relate to the most?
Dorothy.
Yeah, clearly. Came to mind first. Who am I? Fucking scarecrow. No, what am I?
I haven't watched it in years. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm on day two of my period.
Yeah. Wait. What's that remind me of? There's something. I feel like. Oh right. I think I sent it to you last night because I was like seed cycling.
Last night
I was on an Instagram rampage.
You didn't send me that. You sent me a photo of your
No, it was an Instagram
cabbage.
No. Oh, Instagram. Okay. I sent you a lot of stuff.
Oh, I missed it.
Instagram. I was like, things I wanted to beg for. I was like, what did I just send Kate Berlant? Oh, I just sent you someone must. Oh, Bia Wellness. I sent you about 6 cabbage recipes.
Mm-hmm. I hate to even go here because we don't go scatological on Poog, but
yeah.
You're just downing cabbage and you're able to engage in romance. You're able to engage in not being alone.
It does nothing. I don't know. It does nothing to me.
Wow. That's because I love cabbage, but...
I'm convinced...
Maybe I'm actually fine. I just have a fear.
What, bloat?
Or worse.
I'm saying bloat because I'm not going to talk about...
The other thing.
...where that leads.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying
filled with... I
air.
Don't even like... air.
Okay. It's the closest I'll get.
That's the absolute closest that we'll get.
I don't. Maybe I've healed the gut. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past you, but you've never had gut issues.
I mean, to me, I think it's grain. Grain was the problem.
Grain. Oh, sure. No, of course.
I mean,
all roads lead back to grain. I've been having some incredible grain later. I had some pizza and cherry pie the other night that had me barking like a seal, moaning, writhing.
Cherry pie.
Listen, when you're ready to go, when you're ready for a night of grain, you got to come over. We're going to go to Quarter Sheets over here in Echo Park.
Okay.
When I tell you, moaning. Mm. And also had a salad. I go, this is the best salad in America.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Shocking flavors. A serious restaurant. Pizza that will have you truly on all fours begging for it. I had a rhubarb cherry slab sour cherry pie.
No.
That was not too sweet.
This is what I'm talking about. Rhubarb, the whole thing. So first of all, sour I'm convinced cherry. I've healed the gut. The whole goal, by the way, is to heal the gut and the metabolism to the point where it's flexible. Okay.
Right. And you can go wild.
This is a new way and you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And your body knows how to handle it. That's the Eden I seek.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
No, absolutely.
Wait. I just want to live in this. Okay, wait. I first need to know about the salad and what kind of flavors it had.
I'm so excited. Okay, by the way, let me back up even further. I'm on a walk with my lover.
Yeah.
And then we both are like, we're fucking starving. It's Thursday. We go, oh my God, it's 8 o'clock. No, here's what goes.
Oh my God.
We go to a restaurant that we think, okay, we're going to go here. It's like a vegan, like whatever restaurant. They're like, oh, we stopped serving at 8. Mm. I'm beside myself because I was like, I'm starving.
You showed up.
And then.
No res.
And then.
Okay, sorry.
This place, they're closed. And then we go, I'm like, Quarter Sheets, which is always slammed.
Never been.
No reservation. So, yeah, slammed. I mean, you get there. It's like, good luck. 2 hour wait, whatever. We go there somehow by the grace of God. They're like, we could see you in 20 minutes.
Ugh.
We're outside starving, like leaning on each other for support because of the hunger. Nothing better in this world than arriving at a restaurant that you know is going to deliver when you're absolutely starving.
Oh my
And God. Particularly nothing better than arriving at a restaurant ravenous when you know pizza is coming.
It's almost too exciting. But wait, was there no interest in like you could get a cocktail at the bar?
I'm well, afraid. As you know me, I can't drink wine? On empty
no,
stomach.
No, I know, but still the
it's
vibe.
Beer and wine. It's beer and wine.
Well, and there it goes. I mean, I just...
Jacqueline, no, trust me, I'm also
And I want to
cocktails.
Be clear, people. Yes, I can enjoy wine, okay?
Of course.
You know, but...
No, I know. I mean, I'm very, as we know, can't drink on the empty stomach due to the instant migraine trigger, and wine is a migraine trigger for me. So we didn't drink, but it was like... But I think I threw my arms up. I made a real show. I was so excited to get seated.
It's one of the greatest feelings, being escorted to a table.
Everything.
When your table's ready.
Everything melts away.
When there's my table's ready. And it's like, there's like a thrill of the chase. Like it could be ripped from you at any moment.
Well, it's almost like if you want to take off running.
Yeah.
I have the urge to start take off running to
it's
the
like,
table.
Stay calm. Because
like, people are animals. What if, I know, go, it's like too good to be true. It's way too good to be true.
The outside tables where people just seat. I mean.
Chaos.
Usually. Yeah, it's rough out there. I mean, it's the closest we
Sit
get
down,
to the wild.
And by the way, this had my adrenaline pumping. Seat at the bar, which I love, corner up against a wall.
Wait.
It's practically its own private room.
So, okay, hold on.
When you're at the bar up against
what
a wall,
you mean.
Far to the left.
Far to it now, but here's what I ask. If you say corner because...
Sorry, I don't mean corner. I just mean against a wall.
Right.
So I can fully lean against...
Right, yeah. You got to lean against the wall. Your lover is just sitting next to you. What's on their side? Like another seat?
I don't even remember. I felt so private. I don't even remember.
Here's what I'm posing.
I think there was another person.
On the side of a bar, or a bar that only had one seat on the side. And then what? Basically, you know, like when you're sitting on a 90 degree angle with someone, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty fabulous at a bar, I think.
The 90 degree.
I'm trying to think if that would be fabulous.
I understand. I'm trying as hard as I can. But we're on the left. The salad is like I don't even know what's in there. Huge pieces of Thai basil, gorgeous red leaf. I think a miso, chickpea. It's technically vegan, something. The dressing is unbelievable.
Wait.
Just herbs.
But this isn't the vegan restaurant you went to first.
No.
Okay,
Not vegan. I'm just saying the salad happens to be dairy free. And so having the salad, and I truly go, best salad in America, herbs, just
now, was it highly chopped as you've been interested in recently? Because it sounds like the opposite.
I've been hyper focused on the micro chop.
And now you're back,
huge
baby.
Leaves. Fork and knife salad.
Okay.
Fork and knife salad.
I love slicing in.
Crunch, crunch.
And having to fold it. The fork goes to the mouth and the lettuce folds around the mouth as you're... I love that. I love a too big oily lettuce.
It was sublime. The pizza drops. Mm. Holy shit.
Now, size, quantity.
So it's square pieces, thick.
Okay.
Is that Sicilian?
Though, right?
No, so here's where you're going to start.
Are
panicking.
You fucking joking? You ordered slices at a restaurant?
I'm telling you, they're big square pieces.
She was so hungry.
No, but I'm telling you, these pieces are big squares that I swear to God, we got three.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we each have 1.5.
I mean, spoken on television about it.
I know.
My work it sounds this. Okay, hold on. What's the restaurant called again?
I'm going to actually... Quarter Sheets. Q-U-A. I want to say that Jacqueline has some of the most genius stand-up
comedy
about
pizza.
I'm
thinking of doing it as a full hour.
And she says one of the most... I'm going to say the line, which is that you need... And this is so brilliant. 3 pieces of pizza to even be able to enjoy pizza, because the first piece is just you noticing you're eating pizza and that you can't enjoy the second unless you have the dismount of the third.
Yes.
And it really is.
The second slice of
brilliant.
Pizza is our only opportunity to live in the present in this life. That's the final piece.
It's amazing.
Expanding it to a full hour.
By the way,
okay.
The second piece.
Wait, I'm seeing round pies. I'm seeing round pies.
So I think they do have that option, but when you're at the restaurant, I'm only seeing the big square pieces. That's like what they do. But I just want to say,
I see that
I actually panicked when the pizza right after I think I'm gonna need another slice because I was so hungry. I was like, I just don't think it's enough. And when I tell you it was because also we were like, we want room for pie. We want room for dessert. The pizza was incredible. Out comes the pie. And when the pie dropped, I went, God, this is such a huge portion. Such a generous, huge portion. And I go, oh, we're going to be enjoying this in the morning with coffee. Ate it all. It was not too much. And the lack of, it wasn't too sweet. I mean, it was just, and by the way, and this is the truth. Guess what doesn't make you feel painfully full? Good quality. Like this pizza, the ingredients are so good that you're not, you know, going home going, oh God, it's like you've nourished your body with good food. Do you know what I mean? Like the ingredients are so good and the quality is so good.
You know,
I just don't.
Why Europe, you know, why you can eat
pasta.
Well,
it's true. Hello.
Like
famously, when I was in Rome, I was having,
it's all broken here.
Pasta, dessert, Aperol spritz every meal, came home a rail.
I had 2 Aperol spritzes at Coachella. I just think we're not going to do a whole Coachella thing, but it's hysterical that I went to 2 weekends.
The Coachella recap is needed.
I didn't want to get into it other than I did run into a hag. Okay. And that was great while I was waiting for an Aperol spritz, taking a photo of my Erewhon handbag. I don't know if you saw.
I want to say I saw a hag in Erewhon in Poog merch.
What?
Yes.
Your Erewhon?
Yeah, my Erewhon.
Oh my God. Now, which merch?
The This Is Me Now t-shirt.
Oh my God. Now, did you stop them?
They came up to me.
Okay.
I felt a tap and I turned. Sweet angel. Wearing the shirt, I go, here we go.
And you saw the shirt first?
I saw the
shirt.
Before
they had to point it out?
Saw the shirt.
Did they point at their own shirt and go, hi?
I just was like, there was no need to even point.
It was all happening.
Did
they have anything in their basket?
No, they didn't have a basket. I think they were just arriving or something. We didn't go through. I had my basket.
I just think about the difference. Like, so you and me had the activated smoothie with some tweaks from Erewhon a couple of weeks ago together, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had one every day since. Okay.
See, that is so...
And there was a day or two where I had 2.
Well, that's what I remember. The smoothie. Yeah. And so everyone's clear. It's a smoothie that's based in cold brew. It's like
coconut
a coffee
meat.
Smoothie. Coconut. It's fantastic. We had it. I think then the next day we were texting and I said, God, that smoothie was good. And you said, I've had 2 since.
Yeah.
2 more since, which I couldn't understand because it was like 3
o'clock
the next day.
I think I got one later the next day. Like, so day one, had it with you in the morning. And then I was like, well, Chris needs to try this. And yet it was later that day. And then I'm a glutton, you know, like I get excited. I want it to an extreme. If I enjoyed it yesterday, I want it again today.
Yeah.
And it runs its course often, you know, the course can be long.
You get over it.
Like yesterday I had one and I was like,
oh my God. There was a bug crawling on me. It's a first for... it's a spider. Oh my God. Okay, it's gone. Oh my God.
It's gone,
a little guy,
or it's
running. I felt a tickle.
Running?
No, I flipped it. I didn't kill it. I didn't kill it.
It now?
I flipped it into oblivion. Honey, if I knew that, I'd be rich. I have no idea. I flicked it into the room. It's gone.
And you're not, see, that's, you feel that it's gone. You're comforted with it being gone, but still in your home.
Sorry, I just felt the phantom tickle of it. Because by the way, when I feel a tickle on my arm,
always
part of me
assume.
Goes, it's hair, it's something. I, before I'm even turning, I picture the spider.
Right.
You picture the
horror.
And that was a rare moment where you look and there is a spider. Very tiny, a fast, the ones that run at top speed, they're running 60 miles per hour and they're the size of a crumb.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately better than a slow moving. Like a small one, well, slow moving.
Get out of here.
Airy.
Yeah.
Because someone really fast like that, it's like, oh, they're lost. It feels like a little kid or something.
Yeah.
It's like they're just running.
There's a little bit of cartoonish charm.
Like slow moving, like this confidence of a slow moving insect.
Right. It's 1/1000th your size. And yet it knows it can move at that pace and it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching its body, a single eye from the corner. I always feel that the body of the spider from afar is like an eye.
Oh, it's one giant eye?
Yeah, I kind of experience it that way. Like, not like I think that's an eye, but more like it's as if I'm making eye contact with it by looking at its body. Hmm. Congrats, the hair texture is off the charts today.
Wait,
there was something I wanted to say about, oh, it was classic. Okay.
Yeah.
I go, well, I'm actually going to Coachella this weekend. And you go, wait, what? Why?
Oh yeah. I said, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to unpack it.
It seems rude in retrospect. I think I was like,
no,
I was
like, of course it is. Okay. I mean, it's insane. I mean, like an insane thing. Cause in theory, right? You knowing nothing, right? Your friend Jacqueline.
Oh, you're right. Got saved theory, up and is all excited to go to Coachella. Oh, that's sad.
Tells
you're right.
Friend,
I didn't even think of
guess
it that
what I'm
way.
Doing. You know, the homebody.
But no, because that wasn't the way
Jacqueline
you said it.
Decides to do something.
But you didn't. I want to be clear. You didn't go, I'm going to Coachella this weekend.
Really? Because I always feel like that character with you, no matter what, even if I'm not.
What?
I'm going to Coachella this weekend. I feel like that. All right, go on.
You said it kind of like, ha, ha, ha. But the subtext was kind of like, isn't that funny or isn't that weird?
Right. No, I love
it. Which is why I was like...
But I felt, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I felt you were like, why? Okay? And there was a sort of rabid desire to know why. Like you needed to know why. And you're like, no, it's just because, I mean, I hate music festivals. Like I find them, you know, absolutely intolerable. Like pure hell. And so it was funny because I, defensive, whatever. I'm like, why am I doing something that 10,000 other people also thought was a good idea? Right?
Are dying to do. Yeah.
And, you know, and then I kind of I was there to see my cousin Jack play in Bleachers, his band, and it was absolutely explosive. And we went back the second week just to be
clear.
That's
I literally
why I
forgot
went.
About,
yeah.
I didn't know. If you had said, my cousin's playing Coachella, I'm going, I would never go, oh God, why?
It was, I was like, this is pretty spectacular. And I mean, the concert experience was great and whatever, but like, I was like, it's not, I don't know if I was picturing Woodstock, like I was picturing something physically uncomfortable, you know?
Of course, being like crowd crush.
There was a moment where I said to Chris,
no.
I reminded him, arms up like a boxer in case of crowd crush, because that's what I learned in the documentary.
What it protects your
completely,
documentary.
If your arms are up like a boxer, you know, about to throw a jab, just for those listening who don't see, it's like, if you got crushed like that, the arms themselves, they protect, like they do it, they anatomically basically
protect the vital
keep
organs.
It from letting your rib cage crush your...
Oh my God.
So...
You chanting, you yelling arms up like a boxer.
And him going, this is so like neurotic, are you ready? He's like, I know, like that's what I do intuitively anyway when like... crowd sort of crushes. And I'm like,
yeah,
I know, but I saw it in the documentary and I don't want it to just be you doing what you do naturally. I need you to remember that it is actually the thing.
Right.
I want it to be a conscious choice.
God.
But anyway, I was, there was good food. Okay. There was the Aperol Spritz stands. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I was like, this is, you know,
Aperol
nice.
Spritz stands. Wait, walk me through it. You're paying for an Aperol Spritz.
Okay. Yeah. To be clear, to be clear, like, So
you got a sexy pass. That's
fine. which meant
we're all
we
happy
then
for
had
you.
Access to the VIP
to the
section,
sexy lounge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's so there's and that's an area that artists pass and above. Okay. So there's like the regular festival, and there was food out there, and I like went to it at one point. Mm-hmm. But then there's a secondary area where there's some shade. It's funny. It's almost like VIP shade. Mm-hmm. You're offered shade in the desert. And then there were more sort of more food stands and just less people. And these Aperol Spritz stands, that's where I was spotted and had like a bowl, you know, had like a spicy Calabrian.
Talk to me about the Aperol Spritz. Is it in a plastic cup?
It was in
that's
a
fine, by
plastic.
The way. I'm just curious.
Like what a wine glass is, but without a stem. But it looked good. It was fizzy.
Yum.
The orange slice in it was good. Like,
I mean,
and it was like
whatever it was
a charming little hut. Like
the marketing, was it Aperol? It was like sponsored by Aperol or something.
And then they had Aperol bar. Okay. They had like an Aperol freestanding thing that like we sought after.
If you say Aperol one more time, it's like whatever marketing genius, whatever happened, I guess, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever Aperol spreads, I feel like it was like COVID vaccines were everywhere. Everyone was like, they're lifting the mat, you know, they're lifting the ban or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Someone genius at Aperol was like, people have been locked down and this is going to be the drink. Because am I wrong? I feel like the Aperol Spritz really, something happened.
I mean, it's hard for me to say because it was around that time that I found my way to Rome for the first time.
God, I know.
So it's a little, you know, it's hard to say. But yeah, it was.
I'm not sure, but it entered my consciousness and hasn't left since. And it's.
I also had a sponsor.
By the way, similarly, the Spagliato, and I'm saying Spagliato because Spagliato would be the incorrect American bastard way to say it. And I was in New York and I said, could I have a Spagliato, please? And the guy goes, Spagliato, and a perfect Italian.
Wow.
I was like humiliated, but loved him. This was at Isodi. Spagliato, I could be wrong. Basically, to me, it's like a Negroni, but with Prosecco. So you're getting, me, it's the dream. Yeah,
you're
let me look here
fizz,
what the actual what it is. Because you get that.
Sorry, but is lip gloss, you know how like you go back, it's like lip gloss for a little while and then it's like, wait, it was matte lips the whole time. And then like, oh wait, but what about lip gloss? And you go back and forth. Lip gloss is incredible.
Oh, lip gloss is great. I had a lip gloss like realization about a year ago. Okay, listen to this. I'll tell you exactly. So it's Prosecco, Vermouth, Campari. Okay, so and club soda. So it's like an Aperol Spritz mixed, you know, cross faded with a Negroni. Because the Negroni, you'd have the Vermouth, the Campari, and gin, and or Mezcal. So instead of that, you're getting Prosecco, Campari.
Wait, I feel like
Vermouth.
I would have Campari spritzes. Am I?
That's just Campari with soda, I believe.
Wait, is the Campari Spritz the dark red?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic Italian.
Yeah, so I moved to that.
Post-dinner, correct?
Remember they called me Negroni Girl, that place?
No. Where? In Rome?
No, in Ischia.
Cool. I'll never forget. Weren't you there for over a month?
Yeah, like 6 weeks.
You were there for six weeks.
It was
weeks.
Incredible. I always forget. We had to come home because it was Christmas. It was the craziest thing I've ever done. Auras, I repost them on Poog sometimes, I think, or on my Auras restaurant. Just if you can get there.
Italy. I mean, I long to return. Last summer, I said every summer, Italy. Can't do it this year. Got to pinch pennies, but goddamn, next summer, here I come.
Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys. The Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Well, you know what I'm dropping? I'm definitely dropping today.
Hmm.
Whoop. Affiliate. Okay?
Okay.
Kate, it's time. It's been appearing in our videos, so I feel like I got to get something going. You can see mine is well worn. I haven't taken it off. Okay, it's life changing. I told you. Okay, my whoop.
I got a text from Jacqueline at like, I don't even know what time it was, but I woke up to it and you were like, whoop has shown me alcohol severely affected sleep, which is true. Your ability to drop down into deep sleep.
The only, you have to see the data. I mean, also to see like literally the effect of like 1 hour less sleep everything.
I have not, I've been getting.
It's
do
changing
you wake
me
up in the night to pee?
No.
What the fuck? Am I 862 years old? Suddenly. And then, by the way, am I drinking water before bed? Yes. But so are you, aren't you?
Mm.
Taking
vitamins? How much?
Taking. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, I mean, more than a couple sips.
I drink my perfect aminos nightly because I want to build muscle.
I thought they were sending.
I don't know that they sent anything.
We got. Okay, well, everyone from Perfect Aminos needs to listen up because we got an Instagram tag that somebody was now including it in like their.
No.
They're like, yeah, I sent it to you. Someone was like, we are now featuring this in store. Thanks, Poog Podcast, for the heads up. Somebody heard about it on the podcast, is now serving it, selling it in there at their establishment. Yes. And they even credited, thank you for crediting us.
Yes, so, thank you, because that needs to be screen grabbed.
I believe if you go to Poog Podcast, you're going to find it in the tagged photos.
Okay.
This is a real eavesdropper. Yeah, the eavesdroppers are here. They're hearing us do. Affiliate
is
admin.
It time?
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should do those live episodes where the listeners are like, hi.
Oh,
where
yeah.
We're staring at
an AMA. I'm dying for that. I'm dying for the live Poog call-ins.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm just seeing you begging for Floyd.
Begging.
What is that? Wait.
No, begging for a Floyd. I purchased it. A Floyd couch. If anyone working at Floyd purchased, hoping for speedier delivery times, because they go, yeah, we're gonna get that out to you in 3 months, and it's like, for the love of God, can you give it to me now?
Sorry, I got distracted looking for this thing you're talking about. I'm blown away by this revelation. Okay, I'm soaring. Okay, evil Poog is alive in me, but I just want to be very clear. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I want to create a band. That's our next collab. Okay. I want to create a fresh band that Hags can wear. And then there's a thing and you can have a little community on here. But I'm telling you, I now go to bed based on when it tells me to go to bed.
Which is what time?
That's the thing, Kate. It varies.
So what time?
It depends on how much sleep I got. They go, you have 193 sleep. So if you want to be, do you want to perform? Do you want to be peak tomorrow? Do you want to perform tomorrow? Or do you want to get by? Okay. And I'm going, if I get by, okay, I can go to sleep 1:30 a.m. if I'm getting up it because I set what time I want to wake up by. It's like you can slide it. And then they go, and sometimes it's too late. Like, last night it was at 1:30 and they're like, well, you're not going to, you want to get up then. And then I actually slept through my workout class and I decided I was okay with it because.
No, good girl.
I needed the sleep.
Well, we need the sleep.
So I'm rabidly thinking, this is my future and this will be our biggest collab. Whoop. And
I'm just
telling you, for whatever reason, this like.
Aura, more than the aura ring. I think ring. You might.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I'm like, what fell apart for me with Aura?
I mean, I took that thing off after a week, but God bless. People love it.
No, I mean, I would consider
trying to send respect because they did send it. Yeah.
Well, the thing though is they sent it, but I think for a free month, okay? And in all of these things, like the device is often like free. Like it's the subscription that I needed longer than a month to see.
Totally.
Like if I like it. But like this thing is telling
imagine
me right
a,
now.
Imagine a breakfast burrito. So disappointing. That you don't even eat half of it.
That's horrible. When?
It happened to me today. I arrived.
Your hair looks stunning.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Is it that Aesop?
No.
I was laughing again. That once again, like we are accidentally, like I'm just like.
Doing ads. Like a Suave commercial cash.
In the 80s.
Your hair looks amazing.
Yeah. What is that?
Oh,
it's
I don't know.
It's not that new product you were telling me about.
I told you. That one's just for me. I'm not letting others in on that
secret. Do you have mascara on? Because the eyes are popping.
Really? Amazing. Yeah, I have a little Pat McGrath on. But I'll just say this. A breakfast burrito, so disappointing that my sweet partner so sweetly was like, I see in your eyes that you're sad about the burrito.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, take mine. I was like, no. And then
was theirs better for some reason?
Theirs was a different kind. Theirs was vegan. Mine was regular.
Oh.
And then it was a thing where they were like, oh, and then I, like a child, I went, I want pizza. Because I was so sad. And so they're bringing me home pizza tonight. Because the way to offset the sadness of the burrito
is
with good pizza tonight. Yeah. Triangle slice. Anyway, it's the only thing that can be remedied. A great cookie.
I want to know what was in. I want to know what was in the salad. Like,
oh, fuck.
Was it an Italian kind of vibe? I forgot. No. It was a miso.
No, it's all like right, a miso, chickpea, something vinaigrette. Unbelievable with Thai basil, red leaf lettuce. It's like, and butter lettuce. I don't even know what's going on in there. It's so simple and it's electrifying. Mm. Electrifying.
Lettuce.
I would like to eat it on the floor in a bowl hunched over with my hands.
Yeah.
Like full squat position. That would be the ideal way.
I'm moving away from my meal deliveries.
Hey.
Because.
Still been on
we'll
Factor?
See. I mix it up, Factor, Fresh and Lean.
What?
But they all, you know,
I still want
they're all
Goop
doing their best
Kitchen
with ingredients.
Send. Yeah.
Well, Goop Kitchen.
Still haven't tried
all,
it.
Are you joking?
I know. I still haven't fucking tried
so,
it.
So Chris is away and and I've turned off the food delivery. So anyway, I had to do Goop Kitchen 3 nights in a row.
What'd you get?
Heaven.
How's it go?
I get one of their salads. They're all delicious. Like there's this arugula salad. And then in the description, it says like, it's just a really good salad. And they're right. Okay.
Oh, wow. So confident.
There's one thing. Yeah. And so I'll get one of their salads. I might get their green soup, which is served cold, but you're happy to, it's fine to warm it up if you want, but it's good cold.
Mm-hmm,
and then I get their curried chicken salad or their regular chicken salad.
I love a curried chicken
crackers
salad.
Crackers that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, made of seeds and they're absolutely, you know, it's a ghost kitchen or whatever. And I'm just saying, it makes me so happy when it comes. I took a picture of it yesterday when it got delivered, just like a picture of it.
Send
like,
it
for
through.
My own, like, oh, yeah, look, for your own memory? Is, you know?
Yeah. So cool.
And then the dressings are like tangy. They got like crispy capers. Like that was like one of the things going on there. Everything is like, you know, it's just sort of the dream, right? Everything is like, yeah, this is Mary's Chicken. You know, Mary's Roast Chicken is like that place. Started reading up. I was like, You know what I'm talking about? You see it in LA sometimes. Like restaurants will be like, and this is Mary's chicken.
Oh, kind of. You talk about that. They sell out. Yeah.
No, that's their rotisserie business they've started.
By the way, I'm wearing right now during this episode, Apple ear pods, which I never have. They're excruciating.
Yeah, they hurt the ear.
They're absolutely excruciating.
They're like a device meant to shape a new ear or something.
And now I'm like, all I see are people with them all day.
They're a plastic speculum.
People are running around with these in their ears all day.
All day.
This is like so painful. And it's radiating your brain, I'm sure. I mean, who knows? I have no research. And oh my God, remember when McDonald's sent me a cease and desist?
About what?
Hey, McDonald's.
Oh yeah, I'm not scared of you.
If you're listening, I'm not scared of you. We all know you're poison. You're going to cease and desist me?
Wait, why did they want to
cease and desist? I got two emails of a cease and desist from McDonald's because I talked about how... Who was it?
Oh.
Michael Pollan or whatever was talking about how all of their potatoes for their fries are like steeped in glyphosate. And it's like, right. No shit.
Look at me.
What?
Scooping the face with my device.
Oh my God.
Using it manually.
I've been breaking out a little on my chest. Stress. Yeah. No lifestyle changes.
You did work out once, didn't you?
Once, 2 years ago. By the way, I logged into your Tracy, but haven't done it yet. But here I go.
Oh my God. Well, people should know. Well, first of all, it's hysterical because I think this week I am dogging it in class and I'm fully visible. The only mat left is in the front.
So cool.
And then I think you'll see me. And then, like, I mean, dogging it like I'm behind. I'm like, because there wasn't a lot of room up front, whatever. But I was like laughing because I was like, if I really did, you know, get listeners on Tracy, they'd be working out with me weekly.
So
the
cool.
Because I'm on the goddamn videos. So I want to get you in there. I worked out in a hag t-shirt and you can see it in the back of a Tracy video in an advertisement. It's pretty cool.
So cool.
Oh, I talked to Dr. Loretta, one of our beloved brands, and we got a code going. Poog.
Oh my God.
Isn't that exciting? Yeah. So the people need to use that.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting when somebody... You ever get a call? It's like, it's always scary to say to someone in an official capacity, like, no, when you feel like you're being ripped off.
Yeah.
Like it was like a thing, like a...
With who?
Like an inspector, someone came to my house, whatever, this thing. And it was like, oh, you paid for the repair. And now included in the price of the repair is...
Oh.
Da-da-da. And you go,
and you're like,
oh,
you're trying to fuck me. You're trying to fuck me.
No, no, but I got... Yeah. But like this guy was so aggressive calling me, texting me. I go, okay, what? And he's like, yeah. And you're... And I just went, oh, great. I started just to appease him. Just because I wanted... You know, I did the thing where I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And he goes, great. So I'm going to call you Monday and da-da-da. And then I immediately start spiraling and I text back and go, I just want to confirm in no way have I consented to moving forward and engaging in a relationship with the business. And in fact... And you know, and then he sent me a big thing. Whoa, yeah. No, you're not agreeing to anything.
Oh my God.
Don't make me sad. And then I go, oh, he's talking to me like I'm a batty old woman who goes, you know, but I wanted to say, don't fuck me, sir. No. Yeah. Just because I'm an unmarried woman doesn't mean you're gonna come in here.
This isn't my first rodeo. Maybe you should use an opportunity for you to say that.
I actually said today, this is my first rodeo to someone.
Really?
Which I think isn't the phrase. You know?
Yeah, it's great though. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you like how we can just, you know, I can come on crying and we don't even have to discuss it?
So cool. Yeah, Jacqueline started the episode crying. And now we're laughing and everything's fine.
Look at how the nose bloats from tears.
Oh, is that what it does?
I think so.
When you cry, when you have a couple days of solidly crying, your face really does change.
It's eyelids, everything. It's weird.
I know.
I'll never cease to be shocked by the fact that a thought
can produce that.
You know, yeah, and that just reveals the body is
completely connected. I know, really.
If a thought builds a neuron, which it does, then consciousness creates matter. Bye, you know?
Yeah, completely. Happy weekend, everyone.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Tuesday's an interesting day of the week.
Sure is.
Because you're in.
It's the true day.
It's actually the only real day of the week.
Yeah, it's the closest you can get to the.
It's the most
second slice of pizza.
It's the most overlooked day. Tuesday.
Tuesday to me is the most on a Tuesday. Like it's the random number. It's the 17. It's the It's the only one that doesn't have a thing, and that is its thing.
That is its thing. It's its whole bag.
Know, Wednesday's hump day. Thursday almost Friday.
Did I tell you?
Monday and Friday.
I've always had this feeling I die on a Thursday.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I think I've talked about
you are kind of a Thursday woman. Like, there's something Thursday about you. Like, you kind of look and sound like the word Thursday.
Whoa. I think
you know,
you're...
Someone who knows you less well would think Tuesday or something.
I think you're
about
Saturday.
You, but... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Saturday.
You're Saturday or Wednesday.
I mean, like...
Wednesday's intellectual.
Really?
Yeah, Wednesday's a very intellectual day.
But are you talking about your own, or you're not pulling in outside
resources? These
are just
my associations, no outside resources whatsoever.
Okay,
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday to me. Monday's father.
Do you have colors with that? You know, the
Monday
classics?
To me is blue. Father.
Wow.
Tuesday.
Monday to me is red and white. Like
whoa.
Just like.
Are you getting any like it's gender like, valence? Like Tuesday to me
to
seems very feminine. Yeah. Tuesday feels like yellow, feminine.
Interesting. Monday is more like red and white, feminine. Monday's a nurse. Like from specifically the, what am I trying to say? Red Cross.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I wonder if it's like, and then.
Yesterday I was feeling again, PMS, all these things colliding, really needed sugar desperately, got some disappointing soft serve. Am I like pregnant? Like, it's crazy.
With the cravings?
Like, yeah, what's going on? I got disappointing soft serve. And then I just was looking out the window. It was about this time of day, you know, light starting to kind of fade. And I go, what if I mentally snap and become insane? You ever think like that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what if this is the beginning of insanity?
Well, I tend to think of it more like, oh, God, looking past. Like, I've been in a state of insanity, you know, for the last, you know, 25 years or whatever.
And you're waking up. Or,
yeah, that's usually my terror is kind of like that I'm suddenly coming into consciousness. And usually that's like
interesting.
The bad mood. I'm like, I'm finally awake.
Right, right. No, that's I felt like it might slip. Good. Like I had to do an admin task yesterday and yeah. I thought this might make me slip into complete insanity from which I'll never return. Like what if it just the stress of the paperwork caused this a fissure?
I don't think you go into a dissociative fugue. I think your sanity will hold. If anything, great. The frustrations of the task
is a sign of sanity?
Well, just of your particular consciousness.
Yeah.
Feels familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pushing up against a... Well, it's the exhausting idea that we have to keep learning through life. Like, I'm like, not... Ugh. I'm like, oh, God, honestly. Like, I mean, there's certain kinds of things I want to, like, expand, but I don't want to have to go up against my, like, flaws.
Yeah, and continue to learn.
In that way, it's like, really?
Yeah, I know, totally.
The whole time, like...
I know. The lessons abound.
Like, growth, that kind of growth, I'm not hungry for. It's like, I only want fun growth, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Easy growth. But yeah, I've really been leaning on the lima as kind of a, don't know what to do, okay, I'll lima.
Well, that's good. That's an ADD tactic is don't freeze. Just start doing something.
Yeah.
So you're starting to lima. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, I'm back on Eric Maisel books. Maisel, I don't know.
Who's that?
I like him. He wrote The Van Gogh Blues, Artist Path Through Depression, and these other books about sort of, he's really good. And then there's another one I read. But I started listening to this, one of his books. So I'll pull the reference for next week.
Great.
And then... I've got my white noise going each night. I've been sleeping on Dr. Dennis Gross's slip.
Slip?
Remember? The collab.
Oh, the sorry, I got confused. We meant the silk pillowcase, of course.
Yeah. I've got fennel waiting for me. I've got
fennel as scallions. In a vegetable.
I ordered never from Misfits. Forget.
Roasted fennel.
Well, also never forget. Oh, wait. So, yeah, some fennel thing came up. But the salad that I would make, I'm excited to start making that again. With the Castelvetrano, oof, olive oil, oof, lemon, oof. And...
Get a parm in there, get a provolone.
Well, you do the aged provolone is the one that's the version from the...
Ultra Party summer.
So. I had it nightly. And then nightly at home and it's back.
God fucking damn it. I gotta get into...
I gotta get the mandolin situation together.
Pitted Castelvetrano olives, chopped up, will absolutely transform your life.
Yeah. What else do I have waiting for me? I have a bunch of mushrooms. I have salad. Let's see. I have a cauliflower. I'm going to rice.
Oh, hey. Don't get too crazy. I've had some intense psychic dreams.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like
images appearing.
And then later.
And days later it happening.
Confirmation.
Or waking up in the morning talking about it. Or like, oh, I had a dream. My friend did this and this and this. And then they fucking did that. Talked to them the next day, God. And they were doing it that night.
Whoa.
I know.
Do you write them down?
I've been off writing them down. I'm off therapy. I literally haven't. I mean, not, but it's like, I got to go back. She emailed me. I go, oh, God.
The Jungian?
The Jungian. I love her. But I also have to, here I go. This is where ADD stops us in our tracks. I've completely frozen sending in the super bill. And I told myself, you don't get to go back to therapy until you submit your super bill.
Right. And the super bill is like all the bills combined?
Yeah, to see if I can get money back.
Owe?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, insurance.
I go, you're leaving cash on the table.
Oh, I watched Naiad. It was huge.
Oh, yeah. That was a great text I got from you. Naiad rules.
I was like, Naiad now.
Well, hang on. So here's my question about Naiad.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me they ain't fucking Jodie Foster and Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Annette Bening.
Annette Bening. They're just friends.
You mean in the movie?
Yeah.
And
I watched the trailer.
Life?
Yeah.
Well, I thought
they were
together,
not
knowing anything about their life. Yeah, I thought it was like that's where it was headed, and I mean, not that it was going to be about that, but I just assumed. And
but
actually,
they don't
like,
show
I have no
it?
Clue.
Yeah,
I have no clue. Like, have you Googled? Like, are they married? Like,
all I know is Naiad's gay. I think. Let me look.
Well, that's what they tell in the thing. Wait,
Naiad, wife. I don't know what to. I called. Wait, where'd this go? Naiad's wife.
Oh, wait. Naiad husband.
Naiad husband. Where'd you see that?
Inseparable friends and training partners.
Interesting. Personal life, nothing about sexuality. What the fuck is going on here? And what's everything? She was like disgraced for potentially lying.
What? No, I know nothing. All okay. I know was the movie. The movie rocked. I'll do my
research,
it. But I really enjoyed it. Watch
swimming
the movie
through jellyfish.
But all I can say is Jodie and Annette are gods.
I mean, they are gods. Isn't it interesting to think, like, I always love when you look at movies like that, you go, Naiad. At first, I thought Jodie was Naiad. And then I go, oh, no, she's not playing Naiad. What if Jodie, imagine if Jodie had auditioned for Naiad or initially read for Naiad and they go, actually,
yeah, because like
we're giving it
like,
to Annette.
Yeah.
Annette's incredible.
And together they are...
explosive.
It's like, yes.
Did you cry? Did you cry?
Easy.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Oh,
and
fuck
cackled.
Yeah.
No. And then I went to record a moment and I cackled again.
Record a moment
on
of the
video.
Movie?
Yeah. Like, you know, like sometimes I just like want something or I'm going to I'll send it to you. It made me cackle a second time. And I'm always happy to have my own cackle on camera because, you know, why not? Let it out and hold it. But
I
just
used to film Louis Anderson
in
baskets
act.
On my phone.
Yeah,
because he was
exactly.
so incredible in that. I would just constantly
kind of,
be filming it, rewinding and filming it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and also look, so you can see her.
Okay.
Just because we're on a one-way street hurtling towards death doesn't mean that we have to succumb to mediocrity.
I love you laughing like...
As that was the first time?
It was a bit.
It just... Yeah, no, it was just genius. It was just a perfect... read like the, just her
well she's expert she's
but
absolutely
to me
expert.
Watching the two of them just fill in a scene right just these scenes with the two of them it was such a pleasure to watch these people who've been good for so long
I know and they're still
be good together
it, and they're still doing it folks.
it was I need you to watch it then we'll just discuss it because it was just like it also made me go feats of strength. I'm interested.
Ooh, the physical body as a barometer of inner strength.
I mean, self challenges. Like, it did make me go, like, my God, like, courage or whatever. You know, she says, like, it's like, it did make me want to. I was like, I always do this. I need to hang her up on my wall. Okay, I was like, I was like, I need her on my wall, a reminder. You know, like.
Well, it is cool. Wasn't she like 640 and she was like, I'm going to start swimming?
No, she at like 28 tried to swim from Cuba to Key West.
Pardon me.
And failed, you know, publicly. And then at 62.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This movie is when she begins to attempt to do it again.
I mean, 62, right.
Something like that.
That's when you really start.
Yeah.
Don't forget your 60s, folks.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, the only way to live is every decade a deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper, bigger, better.
Okay. There's no way to put
love
it.
You.
Okay, well, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Look. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.